And Adam Maguire is here with the Business News. Morning.
Morning, Audrey. Ireland's aviation regulator this week confirmed it would limit airline seat capacity at Dublin Airport to 25.2 million for the summer of 2025. That's around 1 million fewer seats than the same period of this year, as it tries to keep the airport within the 32 million passenger cap for the full year. Airlines have criticised the move and the cap in general and have called for its removal. That includes Emerald Airlines, the operator of Aer Lingus Regional. Its CEO, Keith Butler, joins us on the line now. Keith, you know what this stage what the passenger cap will mean for your business next year?
Well, Adam, what we know is that overall passenger numbers at Dublin Airport are going to have to be reduced by approximately 1 million next year. The IAA are proposing that that would result in a reduction of somewhere in the region of about 5% across, spread evenly across all carriers. So all carriers are currently assessing what the full implication of this will be, but it's going to be harmful not just to airlines, but to the Irish economy in general.
You are in a relatively unique position. You operate a commercial service on behalf of another airline. Are you worried that in the face of having to make cuts and make restrictions, Aer Lingus might favour the main service it operates over the regional flights that you operate on its behalf?
So they're essentially run as two separate airlines. So and we will be treated equally in the context of the cap. So we are looking at how we will have to reduce our capacity by 5% and what the implications of that will be on our network. And there's going to have to be some very serious decisions being made. For example, in our situation, we operate the Dublin Donegal PSO route, and that's one of the routes we're going to have to consider in terms of the implication this cap will have on it.
There have been calls for airlines to move capacity to the likes of Cork or Shannon. Is that an option for you? Do you see that as being viable?
It's not a realistic substitute to Dublin. When airlines are assessing where they put their capacity, they're looking at airports all across Europe. So Cork and Shannon do not just compete with Dublin for capacity, they compete with Edinburgh, Glasgow, Manchester and hundreds of other airports around Europe. Whilst we've put in an extra route this winter into Cork operating Glasgow, it isn't a simple A-B decision between Dublin and Cork and Shannon. Those airports are competing with every other airport in Europe for capacity.
In addition to Aer Lingus Regional, you also do offer private charter services, which tend to be more kind of ad hoc and maybe done at a shorter notice than a commercial schedule. Is that still going to be possible in Dublin Airport next year, given the fact that the restrictions are already in place?
Absolutely not. So not just the charters, but any additional flights that we may put on for big events, the Six Nations rugby or Cheltenham or any major sporting or other cultural events, we won't be able to put on extra capacity. No airline would be able to put on capacity. We have to find ways now of cutting what we had this year, never mind considering any additional capacity. So we'll have to, for those opportunities, have to look elsewhere for places like Belfast.
The government says it cannot interfere in the planning process. It's just a case of waiting for that to run its course. How would you like to see this issue resolved?
We don't accept that this is a case of waiting. Every stakeholder in this process has admitted its madness. The Taoiseach even last weekend admitted the situation was madness. We think it's time leadership is shown to address this artificial man-made cap, which has got nothing to do with airport capacity, got nothing to do with local infrastructure capacity at this point. It had originally, but doesn't anymore. We think it's time that there's real leadership shown by the Taoiseach in terms of personally taking ownership of this situation, trying to address it and put practical solutions in place immediately. Just give a bit of breathing space to allow the airport to continue to grow whilst the full planning permission for the 40 million increase in the cap is delivered.
Keith Butler, CEO of Emerald Airlines, thank you for